Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting right back into it. Chargers successful last night, something that you didn't want to see if you're a Chiefs fan hoping for the playoffs. Chargers brutal schedule moving forward. Chiefs, Dallas, Houston, and Denver, I think is the way their season ends.
Yikes.
Yeah. And as Bob said last night, it was right there. Just like the entire season, everything was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't take advantage of it. 1-6 in one score games this year, not good. And just mishaps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you start to look at the schedule for the Chargers, you're like, man, they got a murderer's row the rest of the way. And man, the Chiefs, if they just would have won on Sunday. But you know what? The just would have, I mean, that kind of started really in Jacksonville in week 5. We've been, you know, kind of talking about the what should have for the season and how the thing should have gone. And it never changed. And that's the big problem that you have to start to question. And we'll talk more about Andy Reid around 7 o'clock, but you have to start wondering, is his message still getting through to these guys? Because they never really responded to Andy Reid this year at all at any point of the year. They never responded to really anything. I shouldn't say Andy Reid, but he's the head football coach, but they haven't responded to anything all year. Every time that we've drawn the line in the sand and said, this is the test, this is the moment, they've collapsed. And that's just a team that just wasn't there this year. I mean, you start to look back at, you know, all of this and you start to, you know, piece things together from what we saw, you know, after the Super Bowl loss to where we are right now. And it all makes sense why this team is out of the postseason and sitting there with a 6-7 record. I mean, you know, I think looking back at everything, right, you start to say, okay, this all makes sense. This all adds up. This all checks out. And, you know, they just never really got this thing moving in the right direction after that brutal Super Bowl loss. And here we sit now, not going to the playoffs this year when everything was right there in front of you. Everything was there, you know?
And we know that the season's gone soured, which is one of my new favorite vocabulary words, as a descriptive. Is that a verb? Am I ruining this whole thing?
What, season's gone sour?
Sour. Like, they've soured.
The season has soured.
The season has soured, yes.
It's fun. It's a good word, right?
Hello, America.
Yeah. Is when the fan base has completely shifted and turned on none other than Jay Binkley.
That's the thing, yeah.
Like, you know, it's down bad.
Oh, yeah.
When the voice of reason, the man, the mock master.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You're mid-major Mac?
Yeah.
He's mock master Bink.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the text line turned on.
Yeah,
the text line turned on. He was on after hours last night. Yep. Jay Binkley holding the fort down.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Jay, weeks ago, you were saying the Chiefs should pay Rasheed Rice. I remember that because I was driving through Freddy's drive-in and hearing you say Mahomes is his guy. Weeks later, you want them to draft a running back. Sad.
Well, what does one have to do with the other, though? You can still pay Rasheed Rice and draft a running back.
I'm sorry, draft a wide receiver.
Oh, draft a wide receiver. Well, they're probably going to have to go there. I think I'd fire the wide receiver coach, that Connor Embry guy. He stinks, and so does that position right now. It's very inconsistent. And people,
adjective.
You know, people want to talk about, like, you know, what you're going to do this offseason, how you're going to change things up. This Connor Embry guy at the wide receiver coach.
He's soured.
Well, I, honest to God, I don't know who he is, and I had to look it up yesterday to find out who it is, because this wide receiver position right now, guys, is ass, and there's no other way to say it. Xavier Worthy has not improved one iota. I don't think he knows what the field markers mean. Rashee Rice is as inconsistent as they come when it, you know, at the wide receiver position. Hollywood Brown and Juju, I don't, they're veteran guys, but you know, they do whatever they do out there. But like, who's really taken it to that next level? Who's become better as a wide receiver under this Connor Embry guy? So if you're looking to make changes this offseason, I would 1,000% start with the wide receiver coach, because I don't know what that guy's bringing to the table right now. It's an undisciplined position. It's an underachieving position. It's a position that isn't getting better and isn't doing what we need in order to enact the offense that we have. And so there's going to be sacrificial lambs, I am sure, at the end of this season. That Connor Embry guy should be number one on the list of guys that got to go, because that wide receiver position is totally stale, stinks, and sucks.
This will be the second time they lead the league in drops in the last 3 years. Connor Embry was on this team with the Tony, with the MVS, yeah. Hartman, yep. When they couldn't catch a pass, no one was getting better. Like you mentioned it, like Rashee Rice, remember him in his first, or that first season in those last eight games, how awesome that was,
yeah.
How raw he looked, but like we were able to use him. Like, what is Rice? And I know
he's not as good as he was.
He hasn't gotten better.
No, he is not. He's gotten worse. And
Connor Embry, I'm all for youth and young guys, me being one, but he is really young, and that becomes a detriment when you're not doing what you need to do. I'm looking at your age at some point, right? I don't know. Like, I'm just like, dude, you've been here for a while.
He's been here 7 years. Did you realize that Connor Embry?
That
yeah, he was like an assistant at something, and then he was a running back guy for a hot minute, and then they moved him over to like wide receivers. And I don't know. Let me ask you this though. I mean, you're a coach, and you're constantly changing your position groups. How's that good for the team? How does that make sense when you take a guy that was coaching? This is what he did in Philadelphia, Andy Reid. There was a guy by the name of Juan Castillo, right? Okay.
Great right fielder for the Texans.
Fantastic. And he was a defensive line coach.
Okay.
And then Andy Reid made him the offensive coordinator the following year. And then they fired Juan Castillo. And you took a guy that was the defense. You're like, so here's why this is important.
You
took a guy that was a defensive line coach and made him the offensive coordinator. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And Juan Castillo was fired soon afterwards, and everybody was mad at him. But that's kind of what we have going on with this Connor Embry guy. You got a running back coach that now is coaching receiver. It's a completely, totally different spot.
So that's why they drafted Sky Moore.
And
exactly.
Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, they brought in kind of a running back. Xavier Worthy, kind of that running back. The kid Breshard Smith, kind of a running back, you know, turned wide receiver. But that position has given us nothing really this year. And that was a position that we were very excited about, you know, going into camp. We had the stupid EGE thing. Everybody's going to eat. And that fizzled out like a wet fart in Vegas. I mean, that never amounted to anything. I mean, everybody can't eat if you can't catch. And so I think they need a different wide receiver coach. I think they need a veteran guy at that position to make those wide receivers better, because quite honestly, other than Tyreek Hill, really, who have we seen grow into that position and become a better wide receiver once they came here to Kansas City? I haven't seen that. And so that's where I would start the house cleaning, is with the wide receiver coach, and get a guy in here who could take this talent that these guys may or may not have and try to realize that talent.
It's like I said in the beginning of the year, this seems a lot similar to the Royals season, right? Kind of the last couple of weeks until hope was completely vanished. You look at where we're putting blame. There were some people that were like, oh, fire Q. It's not Q's issue. He's going to be fine. He's not that guy. Like, you don't need to fire your manager. And then all of it shifted towards Alex Zumwalt, right? You have people out here be like, maybe Andy should hang it up. It's not happening. Okay, who are we going? Embry. How about that guy? Why not? Well, the only receiver that's ever been good is Tyreek Hill. Well, here's the secret.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody knows this. Tyreek Hill is a generational talent. Tyreek Hill is a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame wide receiver. You may not like who he is as a person. You may not like who Antonio Brown was as a person. But those guys were, and Antonio Brown never get to the Pro Bowl or the Hall of Fame. I don't understand that. But again, that's who they were, right? You look at Zumwalt. Well, who's he really developed as a hitter? Bobby Witt Jr.? Well, Bobby Witt Jr. is a generational talent.
Yeah, like, Salvi gives him a lot of credit too, but that's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, I guess you could kind of put that, because Kelsey could give him a lot of credit too, if you really want to get into there and be like, well, Embry kind of helped me out too, but that's where we're at. Like, right? Like, that's parallels to the season.
Yeah, but he's the tight end guy. That Doug Melvin or something like that, sure, is the tight end coach. That's Travis's guy. And so he's been, but this Connor Embry, you're right. I mean, you're making a great case right now for why Connor Embry should no longer be part of this coaching staff. Not one wide receiver has gotten better. Not one has really developed. And, you know, we want to blame the offensive line, or we want to blame the play calling and all this kind of stuff. But when you really start to peel the onion back on it, the wide receiver position that we're always seemingly excited about really never lives up to anything, and it never does anything that really is spectacular. I think we're all kind of living on the wide receiver days of Tyreek Hill, as Dusty mentioned, and he is a Hall of Famer and a generational talent. The job as a coach is to make your guys better, too. We talk about putting in position to be successful, but I need to see growth. I've not seen any growth out of any wide receivers on this team since, and you're right, Dusty, since Tyreek Hill. He's the only wide receiver that we've really seen grow and blossom and take that next step. All we've seen is a bunch of guys with potential that don't realize their potential, that are very inconsistent.
So they're going to bring Tyreek Hill in the back next year.
Thank God, no.
That's like horseradish.
What about the quarterback's coach?
What's his name?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Dave or something like that. I've seen him before.
Girardi.
Girardi. Yeah. Girardi. Joe.
David Girardi.
David Girardi.
Never heard of him.
You know,
I like Joe Girardi a lot.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
you've
I don't
seen
know.
A guy maybe develop some habits. Yeah. And maybe someone else coming in and say, "Listen, man, I've watched these last 2 years. Here's what's happened. Here's how we can get back to what we were." Kind of thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Mahomes needs a hard reset. I mean, he's not, you know, above, you know, complaining about it as well. And you're right. The last 2 years, maybe he has developed some bad habits and gotten into some bad habits. I think the biggest habit that Patrick Mahomes has right now that's bad, I think he's got PTSD back there from bad offensive line play, and it doesn't feel like he's able or willing or can give this offensive line an opportunity to really do its job, Dusty. And they were good the other day with all those backups in there. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who's not a Chiefs fan at all, not really an NFL fan. And even he's like, "Damn, that offensive line was good the other night." And I'm like, "Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. I thought it was really, really good the other night." And so I think somebody needs to get with Patrick and say, "You've got to start trusting this offensive line. Otherwise, you're never going to be what you were."
Yeah, I think the whole thing, it's a mixed bag of issues that have gone on. And I think it's a lot of, like, in-house. Like, that's why I said I think it's a lack of communication. I don't think that the biggest problems are on the field. And I've said that for 2 weeks now. I think the biggest problem this team has is inside the walls of One Arrowhead Drive. And that's where it all begins, right? Like, that's where the whole planning of the week happens. That's where Andy's gets in his office at 4 o'clock in the morning, starts putting everything together. And then the words get spread around, and then it's like, okay, I guess this is what we're going with. It'd be like if you came in every day and Mac and I had these good ideas or these good topics, and you're like, "Nope, this is what we're going to do today." And you're like, "Okay, I guess that's what we're going to talk about."
Oh, so you've been inside the walls of Arrowhead because you're calling it like it is.
But that's just what it feels like. And it's, to me, and we'll get into Andy Reid a little bit later today, because I think I have a really good analogy of what I've lived through and what I think a lot of people have as well. And I think it'll be crystal clear what I'm getting at. But I think that's where the main issue has. And I think that's where the Mahomes debate kind of brings in. By the way, breaking news. It is 6:30. Normally the library. Boss said no more library.
Oh,
library's
man.
Closed forever.
It's Wait, gone. Hang on a second.
Yep.
So the boss said that,
yep,
and you're listening.
Yep.
Huh. Novel. The Chiefs should try that.
Yep. So I figured these would tie in together. So yeah, the library is dead and gone. It was a good run. It was a fun time.
If you were Juwan Taylor, you'd keep doing the library.
Yep. And we're just going to clean some things up on the show. So we're going to try to get better at things. And you know, that's on me. So... listen here. So we had a Mahomes debate in the rundown here about, you know, where do you put blame on the season? And like I said, I think the biggest issue with this season has been communications within the four walls of the building, not necessarily the sidelines or the goalposts. And I think the reason for that, and the analogy that I just gave, is like if Bob were to come in every morning and say, "Here's the show, just, you know, look over it and just react to that," Mac and I would be checked out by at least 2 weeks into the show. And side note, that's not how this show goes. Mac has a few ideas, Bob has a few ideas, I'll have a few ideas, then something will happen in the world and we'll just pivot to wherever we have to go. But I think the issue with Mahomes is, I think the communication between he and Reid, because I do think that there is the issue of let the kid do his thing, right? And I've said this before, when you were younger and, you know, you left the house, your parents were like, "Where are you going? When are you going to come back?" Or, you know, whatever. And you were always, you know, attentive and be like, "Yes, absolutely, I'll be back at 7. I'm just going to go check out something real quick. I'll be right there." And I think now that you have Mahomes at 30, I think you talk about a hard reset. I think this is where it needs to get to the point where it's like, all right, spread your wings and fly.
Yeah.
Like, get out there. I trust that you can do that. And I think that's part of what we see, because Max showed us a video yesterday of like the routes that were ran. And I'm like, that's not Mahomes drawing that play up. That's Andy. And that play is not working. That play, no one is open. And we're asking ourselves, like, is Mahomes holding the ball too long? Why is he running too much? Maybe he has fear of the offensive line. Or maybe he has a fear that he just doesn't trust his receivers to get open because of the routes that have been developed.
Well, and that goes back to Connor Embry, as we were talking about as well, with the wide receiver coach. If they're not getting open, that's on him. I mean, there's nothing else I can say about that, right, from the wide receiver standpoint. But I also think when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, at times, he's still trying to make the spectacular. And I was sitting in the sauna yesterday having this conversation with one of the guys. We were kind of just talking about, you know, whatever, sports or whatever. And one other guy, you know, kind of piped up a little bit, who I don't know his name. I'd give him credit. And he said to me, he goes, look, he goes, and a younger guy too, very, very, you know, probably like your age, I would say, okay. maybe a little bit older than that, but nowhere near the gray hairedness that I got sitting in there. Right. And it was a really, I thought, thoughtful, provoking
platinum, by the way.
Platinum, is that what it is? Yeah. Amanda, who has been cutting my hair for 20 years, she goes, you've really gone gray gracefully. I was like, thanks, you know.
Grayscale.
And this was last week. I mean, it's just like, you're going gray gracefully. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it looks good.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It looks real good, right? And so he said to me, he goes, you know, Patrick Mahomes still makes the spectacular play. He goes, but too many people judge him making a special play as being a great quarterback. And I think that's where we are. I think for Patrick Mahomes right now, he can still make the spectacular play. It's the, when you're not making a spectacular play, it's okay to make a normal play. It's okay to make an average play. It's okay to throw it out of bounds and spike it in the dirt and eat it. Like, even Jalen Hurts last night at one point earlier in the game saved the sack by just kind of throwing it away and whatnot as he was going down. There are many opportunities where my wife and I, and I'm sure you guys are dealing with this at your homes as well, you're yelling at the TV, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Like, the only sack that Esipola gave up, or pressure that he gave up on Sunday, was after 4.2 seconds.
Yep.
That's a long time.
That's an eternity.
It is. And Patrick Mahomes needs to have that internal clock working in his head where he's going 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. And if nobody's open, throw it away or run with it. Don't leave yourself out there in the pocket to get sacked or to hold the ball. Every play does not have to be WASP. Every play does not have to be look to your left, throw to your right. And I think for Patrick Mahomes and Andy as well, they love that spectacular, that they've forgotten how to do the normal and they've forgotten how to be just a quarterback. He expects every play to be this spectacular, oh my God, play. Meanwhile, he's leaving yards on the field, turnovers on the field, plays on the field for not doing the normal stuff because he's always trying to do the spectacular. I need Patrick Mahomes this offseason to get back to being more of a normal quarterback and to really trust his offensive line, because they've been there for him this year. This has not been an offensive line issue this year. I know people want to point to that constantly. They had 4/5 of their line out with guys we've never heard of before playing, and Patrick Mahomes had 4.2 seconds to throw a football and still couldn't get rid of it in time. Yes, are the wide receivers not getting open? Sure. But if you know that, then you got to throw the football away. You can't sit back there and take unnecessary sacks.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's what makes him the best, and it's also his greatest weakness, right? Like, he believes he can do everything, so he tries to all the time. And at some point, you've got to just take what's given. And we've seen him do that to the best of anyone. 2022 and 2023, like, he learned how to matriculate the ball down the field. And I guess my argument would be that what's changed is the team, not as much him. And yes, he's still culpable. He still needs now to get back to that. No matter what's changed, he still needs to figure out how to get back to it.
He needs to evolve with the team.
He's got to evolve. I would just argue that the reason that left wasn't because Mahomes forgot how to. It's because the team kind of eroded around him.
I think there's just a lot of staleness in the offense. I think
it's so predictable.
I think it's one of those things where if you've been the best for so long and no one's taken it away from you, why change?
Why change?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Saying, well, what we do is great. What we do is fine. Nobody else has stopped it yet. We're always in the playoffs. We always go to the Super Bowl. We always go to the AFC Championship game. Until you can beat it, then prove it to us. And maybe that's what they needed, was somebody to come in and kick them right in the teeth and say, hey, that doesn't work anymore, and we're going to show that to you. Plus, catch a freaking ball.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing.
That's the thing about Mahomes' numbers, where the stat lines do lie, is in that game against Sunday night against Houston, like, 6 drops or 7 drops.
I mean, you got to catch the football.
That's seven completions. I mean, Kareem Hunt had a first down that they had like glossed over in the play where like you could hear Chris Collins were saying, man, you could just feel like that was one of those plays that Andy had hidden away for the right time. And he threw that little out, and Kareem Hunt just...
It was a bad throw, though, by Mahomes. He was all contorted, and that's a hard catch to make. Yeah. A better ball, he makes that catch and whatnot. And
Rice's drop at the end of the game was crucial, and it's not all been Patrick. Yes, there can be blame, and he will sit there in front of that microphone after every game and say, I can be better, I need to clean things up, and you actually believe that because he does thrive on perfection. He's never going to be perfect, but by God, if you're going to take that away from him, then you're going to ruin him because that's how he motors his engine. It's just, I've got to get better. It's like you went 27-31 and they won you. Yeah, I left two incompletions out there. It's, you know, the annoying golfer you play with, like, man, he shot 78, could have been 75. Are you kidding me?
But that's
like,
why those guys are great, though, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why those guys are great. And I think Patrick Mahomes needs a long offseason to kind of contemplate things and figure out where he is. You know, he is definitely going to get it. Because, I mean, I heard Boomer Esiason say this yesterday.
That may have been the worst game that I've seen Patrick Mahomes play, honestly.
I mean, and that was after the Sunday night game. And it was not a great football game. And is it his worst? I don't know. I couldn't tell you what his worst game is because he's had so many great ones, obviously. But I think he needs a hard reset this offseason. Like, it's okay to reinvent yourself and reinvent who you are and change as the game's changing. Because the other thing that I kind of realized, you know, not yesterday, but, you know, and I'm sure you guys have realized this, raise your hand if there's a team in the NFL that's scared of the Chiefs anymore or cares that they're playing against Patrick Mahomes anymore. It's not unique and it's not special anymore. It's not. It's a normal, average at best offense that this organization has. And so the fear factor's gone. Everybody believes they can win when they play against this team now. They don't come in freaked out and they're not losing games on Tuesday like they were, you know, years ago where they couldn't figure this thing out. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in this offense have been got. Now, what are you going to
do? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going to do now that you've been got? How are you going to change and evolve and get better so you don't get got again? Because they've been got. They've been had. Everybody knows what's happening with this offense. Nothing is unique. Nothing is scary. Nothing is different.
No cap.
Right.
What?
It's true.
You're
an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's true. They're stale. They're stale.
Yep. Boring.
Yep. Unfortunately. And the best thing you can do is take it all in the offseason, come back next year, and next thing you know, you go on another run. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.